Ken, let's go. You're first on Espresso Doc X.
Somebody throwing kittens out of a car?
Yeah.
There's an awful trend going on just outside of Orlando. Yeah. Unfortunately, and this is not meant to be funny, there are a lot of copycats that are using this awful fad to continue this trend. So if you're in law enforcement or a Joe Q citizen, you're driving down the highway and you're in a hurry to go to wherever you're going, but you see somebody in front of you throwing a kitten out the window, what are you going to do?
I'm going to crash into them.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's funny.
I'm kind of a psycho that way. Yeah, I'm going to murder them.
You're setting an example.
And I want to catch up with them if I can, get them in and toss them out of the window.
It's sad, isn't it?
I don't mean to be extreme, but it's probably more of a fantasy, but that's the way I think.
It's so atrocious that it brings out the emotion in someone.
I'm not even saying I'm that fond of kittens, but, you know.
You take their license plate number and report it to the police?
Well, yeah. But like I say, I'd probably try to crash into
him. He's going to crash, Doc. He said what he was going to do. He's very adamant. There's going to be a crash involved. I'm going to go out there on a comment here.
With the heat that's currently going on across the Southwest, on a scale of 1 to 10, how severe is leaving a child in a car? Scale of 1 to 10, how severe is it throwing a kitten out the window?
Well, you see, I almost want to say it's equal, but technically it's worse to leave the kid in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not supposed to value animals as much as people. I know that. It's probably biblical or something. But on a personal level, one's just as bad as the other. I mean, it's horrible. You know, I'm a mean, rotten person.
Oh.
Why do you say that? From an ethical standpoint, why do you say that?
From an ethical standpoint?
Yeah.
I hesitate to say higher form of evolution because animals are, you know, they're so important. Animals, they don't cause all the problems in the world. They don't have wars and starvation.
You're right on that.
But children, they don't cause all the problems. I mean, you see adults. You know, a puppy and an adult, maybe I'd have a more debate. But, you know.
Audra's got another question for you, Ken.
Okay, Ken. So one of our stories was about, I have brought this up, so I'm going to pose this question to you, Ken. Doc had said, have you ever had been a part of when somebody has bum-dialed you on your phone, and then you're listening, you're going like, hello, hello, and you realize that they had called you inadvertently. So the question I'm going to pose to you, Ken, if that happened to you, what are the ethics of just hanging up or listening to the conversation?
Will they hear you if you speak? I'm not...
Yeah, let's say they don't. Let's say they can't hear you.
Okay, yeah.
So you're listening in on their conversation with someone else.
You know, that's a guard. You just hang up. But, you know, probably depending on what you heard to begin with and how interesting it was. But, you know, you should hang up. You know, you should just
I value your honesty. I value your honesty.
Okay, I know what you said.
We were laughing about that earlier.
I know you said what you should do, but what would you do?
I'm not saying I would hang up necessarily, but I should. You know, I'd be wrong if I didn't.
Once again, I value his honesty, Doc. You got to give him that.